This fall is shaping up to be one of the best I can remember as far as bird migration through Duluth goes. I'm not surprised. It was a great year for breeding birds. So the raw numbers of birds in our neck of the Northern Hemisphere are probably as much as we could have hoped for. We had a decent May with no horrible deep freezes or heavy snow events to kill migrating warblers. Robins started nesting on the early side. I spent a lot of time in my backyard during the somewhat time-intensive weeks of housebreaking my new puppy Pip, and there were more singing robins in the neighborhood than we've had in decades. At times, in early morning and evening, I could pick out 5 different males singing simultaneously. Robins re-nest when conditions are good, and the pair that nested nearest my yard in April nested in my yard in June and nested a third time in my neighbor's yard. The 3 in that brood stayed in the nest until their tails were almost entirely grown, fledging on July 31st. Hairy and downy woodpeckers both nested in my yard this year. I had 1 male red-bellied woodpecker visiting my feeders throughout winter and every spring day until May 23rd. Just on Labor Day weekend, I heard and got a glimpse of a red-belly and then saw 3. At least 2 were fledglings. Every single day this June, I heard a ruby-crowned kinglet singing. He had to be on territory, and to stick with it that long, he had to have attracted a mate. There are some old spruce trees in the alley kitty-corner from me. I never did find the nest. It can be way high up and deeply nestled into thick branches, but I did finally spot a kinglet carrying food, which is considered confirmation of nesting. No one's ever reported ruby-crowned kinglets nesting in the city before. Chickadees had a great year, too. Most joyful for me was learning where my chickadee, the one who'd had the deformed beak and is missing all the front toes on 1 foot, was nesting at my friend Jean Tonkin's house kitty corner from mine. It was sublimely joyful witnessing that particular bird feeding babies in the little tree cavity on June 10th. If I'd known where the nest was while the babies were still tiny, I could have held a dentist's mirror in and counted them, but now the baby's eyes were open and they were well feathered. Coming too close could have caused them to fledge prematurely. Chickadees sometimes fledge at as early as 12 days when their tails are tiny stubs if something frightens them out of the nest or the parents are struggling to find enough food and 1 or 2 babies leap out of the nest to follow the parents out of desperation. Then the other chicks must follow or they'll likely end up starving with the more demanding chicks getting all the food. The very next morning after I first saw the nest, I went back to discover that some of the brood had already fledged. I got to witness the last 3 leave the nest 1 by 1. They had almost fully grown tails already, which means they'd been in the nest close to the maximum 16 days. The brood's survival rate is higher the longer they can all stay together developing in the nest. Calculating backward, knowing it must have been 15 or 16 days since they'd hatched, after 12 to 13 days of incubation, and after at least 5 days of egg laying, and quite likely more, I only saw 5 fledglings, but most broods have 6 to 9 young, I knew that the first egg had been laid at the very latest around May 10th, and quite likely several days earlier. The fact that the weather was mild enough that early and we didn't get any bad snowstorms after that were critical factors in the survival of this nest. And the early fledging meant that these babies had a whole summer to gain skills before separating from their parents and joining fall flocks. With such great nesting success this year, it's small wonder that we're now seeing so many migrating songbirds. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.